BJ and Jamie.
I don't like your attitude. I don't like your attitude this morning.
I love
Pete. Nothing. Oh my God. Man, I can't wait to hear your story about the facility downstairs. Holy God. We have to do it early, though, don't we?
Yeah,
because we don't want them to be open and hear us.
I know. Yeah, because, I mean, Jamie, look, all those people are doing the right thing.
I don't know if you know this or not. Oh, by the way, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios, Denver. And we're on the Odyssey app live all over America. And you can get the podcast there after the program. Everything you miss on the show, you can get on the podcast. We like to talk about things that hopefully nobody hears in the 6 o'clock hour.
Right,
if you've
exactly.
not noticed that yet,
yeah.
Like I'll talk about the wife.
Exactly.
And I'll say some things that aren't really, you know, positive, I guess.
Yeah.
Jamie will say a few things. She maybe doesn't want a friend or two that's on her feed to hear.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
Today, we're going to talk about the facility downstairs.
It's a rehab center. And by the way, and I don't want to take away from anything these people are doing because they're doing the right thing, right? And they're getting help from...
They're my people.
They're your people,
they're BJ's
right.
people, man.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
rehab people.
So we see them outside a lot smoking because they're still allowed to do that. So it's their one vice they can keep.
Yeah, you get to smoke.
Taking a
yeah.
break.
So they're out there just like, I mean, like, oh, I wish this was heroin.
You're right. Oh,
so
boy. Yeah, that's strong.
Yeah, sorry. Well, yeah. I'm just being honest.
Yeah. I got you.
How I think it
or
looks.
Or it could be in other drugs, too.
Let's just
not pick out heroin. There's crack. There's all kinds of stuff.
All right, well, anyway. So this girl, I literally had to do a double take. I was like, am I really seeing this? So behind where you park, BJ, there's this weird scrawny tree. It's a weird little scrawny tree. She put both her arms around it and her leg, and she was just hugging it.
No.
Yeah, on the Bible.
Wow.
On the Bible. Even wrapped a right leg around it, standing on her left foot in the rocks, which is really hard to balance.
Yeah.
But she had both her hands around this little weird skinny tree. But I say skinny, it's still big enough that you can hug it.
Yeah.
Full tree on hugging. Tree hugging, yeah.
But I thought tree huggers were to prevent the forest from being, like, cut down.
They are.
So is this a thing
for
rehab?
In the rehab world, Jamie White, let me give you a little tip on this.
Okay.
Part of the program is getting back to nature.
Oh, okay. In the parking lot?
Finding yourself. Yeah, well, wherever you can find a tree.
In the parking lot?
Parking lot,
but is tree hugging a thing?
I thought
it was to save the forest.
I know that they like for you to go barefoot sometimes in the grass.
Yeah,
you're grounded and things like that.
Yeah.
But I've never heard the tree hugging thing. Maybe it's new in the rehab world since I left.
Yeah.
Maybe they've updated
the
curriculum.
Maybe I'm wrong. What do you see there, Smidell?
Well, it says the practice of tree hugging and other forms of engaging with nature
reduces
are
nature-based
therapy, right?
Listen, so it reduces stress. Yeah. It's an improved mood. And it gives you mindfulness. So it isn't just about saving the forest.
It's not. And I, like I said, I know that they do say that you got to get grounded, you got to get back to nature and things like that to find yourself.
Right. But I thought, again, that it was about clearing the forest. It's not at all. You can hug a tree to reduce your stress and improve your mood.
So
let's all go outside and get one.
It even mentions nature-based therapy is being integrated into addiction therapy specifically.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Check it out.
Forest bathing. Wow. Man. I also saw, well, this is totally different, but just based on all, you know, nature and stuff. There's, I think it's Jessica Alba. It's somebody, but she says that you should sun your boobs. She said in countries where they actually go topless.
Vitamin D.
They have less, well, you can get vitamin D by putting your finger out and the sun
but
gets
it's better. But everybody knows it's better when it comes through the boobs. I'm making a motion. Through the boobs.
So she said that where the countries where they go topless, they have less breast cancer.
Yeah, well, in the sun, you know, that vitamin D is closer to your heart through the boobs.
Thank you, doctor.
I'll give you my rehab thing here at the building. with this facility downstairs. So I'm out there one day, and this has been months and months ago, and this lady in, and I'm like, oh man, she's, it's been rough with her. Oh, I mean, she just, yeah, it looked like she, you know, very skinny, yeah, and you know that look, yeah, blah blah blah. Turned out she works here. Oh. Came all the way up to the 11th floor. Oh. Son of a gun. I'm like, whoa, what a mistake I made. Hmm. Okay. Judging. Okay. Look at me.
Oh, you, well, wow. Okay. Okay.
What did I do? What did I do? What did I do? I can't tell my rehab parking lot story. She hugged the tree. I can't tell mine. What the hell? I mean, where's fair play around here? Why is there no fair play? I can't BJ tell his story.
Cut that out of the podcast.
Well, yeah, take it out. Yeah, take it out. That won't be in the podcast.
Take it out of the podcast.
And everyone's going to be in the building today, thankfully.
Yeah. Just take that one out.
Yeah. Speaking of podcasts. Yeah, today's the big day.
Yeah, nice.
Taylor Swift. She's on the Hyatt. Yeah. Hyatt podcast.
Do you know that it was on NBC News, the national news?
It's everywhere. It's crazy.
That she dropped a new album and she'll be on the podcast. NBC Nightly News covered it.
Lester Holt?
No, I don't know who that is.
Oh, he quit, did he?
Yeah.
He quit. I don't know who's
on. I forgot the guy that
they covered it on the NBC Nightly. Okay, yes. I'm sick and tired already.
Right?
Sick and tired.
I was like, come on. This is insane.
Did you see Travis Kelce's GQ shoot?
I did. Why isn't he waxing his chest and his belly? He needs to wax his chest as his belly is back.
He's a hairy bro.
Oh, my God, it's gross. Yeah.
He's trying to get vitamin D through his boobs.
Oh, my God. No, like he did this GQ shoot, and I feel sorry for Taylor having to go through all that hair.
Oh, God. Keeps it warm at night.
He's like a gorilla.
Yeah, he does. It's awful.
He is. All right, that podcast is later on today. What kind of numbers you think that's going to do?
It's going to be outrageous.
It's going to crash.
Our boss even said his whole family's excited about it.
Oh, no.
Because he's in a house right now just of
They
of
were
girls.
All up waiting for the like, literally watching the clock count down.
Five o'clock
today.
She's a brilliant marketer. I was watching that she put Easter eggs in the podcast.
Easter eggs in the podcast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of what's coming with the album,
Yes. Yeah, so people were zooming in on the background.
God, I can't wait. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie, I got to prep myself. I got to do like I do for football games. You know how I get ready, and I got on sweatbands, and I'm wearing all the gear.
Put the black under your eyes.
I got to do the same thing for Taylor tomorrow. My pre-game warm-up, you know?
Oh, my God.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Wednesday. Today is August 13th. I think it is. It's going to be hot today. 94 for a high today. And the fire danger, extremely high today. So be really careful. It's going to be
It was
hot
windy
and dry.
Last night, man.
Yeah. Oh, it got windy, didn't it?
God, yeah. Awful. Anyway, moving on. crazy. Did you see that they had to evacuate all those prisoners, too?
No.
Yeah.
Where?
That way, Meeker-ish area over there.
From the fires?
Yeah, from the
fires. No kidding.
Yeah, they sure did.
Wow. Where do you put those guys? Holy cow.
I don't know. That's a great question.
Where do you put them? In a motel
Take
6?
Take them to the La Quinta.
They get that free continental breakfast?
Oh, yeah, I love that.
In the morning?
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
That would be a good break for a guy that's in prison, right?
I've always wanted that toast roller thing.
Yeah.
You know, you put your bagel or your toast on it, it goes into that machine, it rolls out the bottom.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Big fan of that one.
I'm a big fan, too. It's going to be a busy day today. Back to school. A lot of schools going back today, I hear. Okay.
Yep.
I don't know who, you know who you are. I saw the school buses out this morning. Do they have to go to a lot and pick those suckers up?
They sure do.
Oh.
They don't get to take them home.
Well, that sucks.
They're not in everybody's driveways.
Well, I'm wondering why 4:45 this morning I'm seeing a school bus. I'm like, man, that's an early start.
They gotta go get them.
Lordy mercy. Got Powerball tonight. $526 million up for grabs.
Oh, man, remind me to get a ticket. Please.
Yeah.
I always forget to get a ticket. And I don't do Jackpocket. And I know you do, but I don't.
You don't.
I wish the lottery had a way to do the lottery Jackpocket product way, but sanctioned by the lottery.
Jackpocket, for a guy like me, has gotten a lot easier and better. Here's why. It's now been bought by somebody else. Oh. It was bought by DraftKings, which is a sports betting site. So anything you have on DraftKings when it comes to your bank account or your bank on DraftKings shows up in Jackpocket.
Gotcha.
So they talk to each other now, which makes it even more, I think, more secure.
And I feel like it's a little bit more credible, too, with DraftKings.
I agree.
I agree.
So I think that's changed it a lot, too. I think a lot more people will use it, too. But it's $526 million tonight.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
That's going to do me some good.
Did you see the video of the guy that was arrested down in Florida after winning that big lottery? He won $160 million. And the very next day, he gets in a fight with police.
Yeah, I forgot what happened.
That's crazy. They released the video yesterday. Oh. It happened like May 1st or something like that.
Yeah.
Because we talked about it, if I remember. But the video came out yesterday. They had to tase this. I mean, you just won $160 million. Can't you stay out of trouble?
And isn't he going to jail for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it was in a casino. God. Now, why are you in a casino?
You don't need the money. You have $120 million.
I would not go to Black Hawk. I love Black Hawk, but I wouldn't go if I win tonight's Powerball.
You wouldn't, though? I would.
You would?
Yeah, just for fun. Because I'd go the $100 slots. Because I've never been able to afford the $100 slots. So yeah. I would take, like, you know, $100,000 and just go to the $100 slots.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Right?
I'm a degenerate. I'd go.
I'm not a degenerate, but I'd go.
No, I'm not saying anybody else is. I know I am. I'd go.
You know,
I'd go to Vegas.
Yeah.
I would continue to gamble, even if I won the Powerball.
We all would.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I give the guy a pass. Enjoy your time. Can you imagine that? You're in the pokey with all these criminals, and you're worth $160 million?
Yeah.
That's pretty wacky.
It is wacky. Like, hey, don't hit me. I'll give you $1 million if you guys don't beat me
up.
Yeah,
you can buy it. Yeah. Buy your safety.
Also, there's a story this morning about these bizarre rabbits. Have you seen the Frankenstein rabbits?
What?
They're freaky.
Yeah.
Wait, what are these?
Frankenstein rabbits are in and they're only here in Colorado.
I need to know what it means.
There are rabbits that somehow they've gotten this virus, and these rabbits have gotten the virus, and it causes growth on their body.
All over their body.
And they have spikes coming out of their heads.
What?
And out of their jaws.
No.
And they call them Frankenstein rabbits. And the only place they've been seen is Fort Collins.
Yeah.
They've not been seen anywhere else in America, only in Colorado.
And what
the
is
Frankenstein
it?
I mean, rabbit.
Do they know how to fix it?
They called it cottontail papillomavirus.
Not the cottontail papillomavirus.
Oh, no. I got to play you the audio.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here, I've got the news report. This is huge, folks. Only in Colorado. Fort Collins.
Some southeast Fort Collins neighbors noticed bunnies were cute. Wasn't exactly the word that came to mind. I snapped this photo of one of the rabbits I've seen with the growth. Susan Mansfield said she saw a different bunny with tentacles in her yard in recent years.
He had the same black stuff on him, and I thought he would die off during the winter, but he didn't. He came back a second year.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife confirms this is a virus that's not contagious to other animals like people's dogs, but they say leave this wildlife alone like you would with any of the neighborhood bunnies. They said these growths are kind of like benign cancer cells or like warts that just keep growing. They said they don't harm the rabbits unless they grow on sensitive areas like the eyes or mouth, which could, of course, impact
eating. Just great. Another problem. Way to go, Jared Polis.
What?
Oh, I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Like everybody online, they like to blame everything on the governor. I like to blame everything on him, too.
You know what's weird is I'm looking at one. It looks like he has a full beard.
It does.
But those are like spikes, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh? It looks like furry, like just a big fur, but it's not fur. Weird.
It looks painful.
It does. It looks awful.
Why only in Colorado? I don't understand.
And why just now?
I don't know.
Weird.
I don't know. These Frankenstein rabbits have been everywhere, though, on social media.
Wow.
People are like terrified of them.
I'd freak out if I saw one of those.
Well, the wildlife people put out a warning yesterday. Don't pet them. I never go out and pet my rabbits anyway.
Me either.
Anybody go out in the yard and pet your rabbits?
No.
Why would you put out that warning? Makes no sense.
I don't know. Whatever.
Tabloid trash is coming up next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So this is interesting. This is a little deceptive, if you will. It says that Meghan Markle has renewed for a second season of Megan with Love. With Love, Megan. Sorry, With Love, Megan. And Schmidl, if you can find that trailer, it's a minute 30, but I'm sure you can just cut it down to like 15 seconds.
5 seconds.
5 seconds. Well, in it, though, we learn what Harry doesn't like to eat.
Oh,
in the
did?
Trailer. Ooh. Yeah, in the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, let me guess. Broccoli.
But here's why it's Take deceptive, is that they filmed season one and two at the same time.
Yes. Yeah.
So they released that, season two has been renewed. That's not how it went. It was already in the can, and it was already going to come out anyway.
Yes.
Because they just have it wrapped up, right?
You so know? Why not air it?
Well, right now, you just throw
it
up.
Paid
on,
for
yeah,
it. And they paid $100 million.
Yeah, and you throw it up on your format on Netflix, right? And it just gets played if you want to see it. So, and they said, by the way, they downgraded their contract. So
I will tell you. I wonder what foods he doesn't like.
I know, right?
Man, hopefully that's a good hook.
We'll find out in a minute. Shaquille O'Neal, did he put that in the system?
No.
Oh.
Have we found it?
No, it's like an hour-long podcast, and I'm trying to like skip through it.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shaquille O'Neal admits that he was on painkillers during his time in the NBA.
Yeah, I guess he had some pain.
He had a bunch of injuries and stuff. Yeah.
And then from the time he left the NBA, I guess he continued to take his medication.
Yeah, so, and he said nobody knew, and he hid it from his family and all that.
That'd be hard to do.
I don't even think that medication would work on him. He's so gigantic.
I know.
He'd have to take a whole bottle just for a little bit of relief.
Like an elephant tranquilizer.
Yeah.
But you would know, though. I mean, you would think that you would know that somebody's on it as heavily as he says he was. But he says he hid it from the family.
Yeah,
they had no idea.
Crazy. All right. The other thing is, we're just now learning that Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband already had a new lover. His obituary apparently honored, it honored the love that he had and the life that he built in Montana with Clarkson's former assistant.
Uh-oh.
Scandalous.
Isn't it?
Uh-oh.
That's crazy. I wonder if that's why they divorced.
It's got to be. It said that they moved to Montana in like 2020.
Yeah. And so that's a little fishy.
A little close.
Yeah.
A little close to home.
Close. Yeah, so it was interesting that was in the obituary, and we got to learn about this. Yeah, that Clarkson's former assistant, Brittany Marie Jones, lived with him, and they were building a life
together.
That's
pretty cool, though, that you die and you drop a bomb like that on people. Hey, by the way, Callie, here, take this going out, man. Here's a jab.
Right?
It is.
I know. Everybody was talking about it yesterday. Whoa. Everybody's shocked. Like, her personal assistant hooked up with your husband?
And the way they're saying it, nobody knew.
I know.
Nobody knew. I know. How'd they keep that a secret?
I don't know. Well, they kept his cancer a secret, too. So
Yeah,
it's crazy. All right, you're going to hear way too much. I have 5 articles about Taylor Swift this morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So Taylor Swift, if you don't know, if you've been under a rock, is back with a new album. And not only do fans think that she's throwing some shade at Kanye West, because her album's called The Life of a Showgirl, and it has an orange like tint to it. And that's exactly what Kanye's 2016 album had, The Life of Pablo.
Okay. Life of Pablo.
Yeah, and it was orange.
Now Taylor's going to throw a little smack around.
Yeah, so it was orange, and then hers is orange. She has the life of, and he had a life. I don't think she cares that much anymore about Kanye to give him attention.
I wouldn't think so.
I feel like this is a real stretch. Yeah,
I do too.
I mean, I don't know, but they're calling it maybe a revenge play. It just seems like, why would you make that guy relevant?
I feel like they're just making up drama.
Me too, yeah. Right? They also think that there's a special wedding announcement, too. She just dropped a sneak peek of her new album.
The music, you mean?
No, in where she, when she was announcing her album.
Yeah. Gotcha.
One of the Easter eggs was this book that was right behind her, and it's called Casa Wabi.
I can't get used to the term Easter eggs.
I know.
I'm sorry. I'm too old, I guess. I don't know.
It's just that, like, hints you find.
Yeah.
Stuff, you know, it's Easter egg. There's a bunny. No, there's not a bunny.
These are some of the surprises she dropped. Now, that makes sense to me. Yeah. Easter eggs doesn't.
I know, but she made, like, Easter egg a thing. Like, I agree with you.
Oh, she started the Easter egg thing?
Well, made it prominent. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because now everyone, if they hide something in something, they're always...
It's an Easter egg.
Yeah, it's always an
Easter
egg.
It's because of Taylor.
When I use the term, I don't ever use the term, but when I hear the term, especially from you, Jamie. Now, yeah. Carson, all right, I understand the Easter egg with him, okay? Because he follows that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
On the social media. It doesn't sound right coming from you.
Well, because it's like what she's known for. You know what I mean? Like, I have to use it because people know Taylor and Easter eggs are like just a thing. It's like a thing.
Okay.
You know? I know what you're saying. You'd rather me say like, and she dropped a hint, right?
Yeah.
That seems normal.
Yeah.
But with Taylor, it's synonymous with Easter egg.
Gotcha. I'll play along. I'll play along.
Anyway, so there was a book in the background. An Easter egg.
Oh, God.
And it's Casawabi. And Casawabi is a dreamy artistry retreat in Mexico that's basically a hidden paradise where people get married. And that book was in the back.
Okay.
It's really getting in the weeds on
all
this
right.
thing.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, she was on the set for that for their podcast, right? Wasn't she?
Yeah.
So, have they ever had the Casawabi book in the background?
I don't think this is the first time it's ever been pointed out.
So. Yeah.
I mean, if it was already there, then fine. But if it's
if
brand
it just
new,
showed up.
What's it called again? Casa Bonita?
No, Casawabi.
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 No.
Yeah. Wasabi. Wait,
Casawabi.
That's from Mater.
I've never heard of Casawabi.
Casawabi. It's a private, like, sanctuary place where people get married. Like,
a lot of celebrities
go
there.
Yeah. A super exclusive wedding venue. So could this be a clue?
Yeah, you betcha. It's a clue, folks.
You think it's an Easter egg?
Oh, it's got to be a big old shiny egg.
And now they're also saying, God, she did all this 12 crap, too. She was like her 12th album. She released it at 12-12.
Yep.
There's something about it's the 12th anniversary of Lady Gaga's Applause. Which she likes to play before.
And she liked one of Lady Gaga's posts that connected everything.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I was doing a soul search of myself, okay?
Okay.
And I was thinking, you know, what's good for the show and moving forward and, you know, my image and all that, right? And it's Taylor Swift, okay? And I'm thinking, you know.
What's your angle?
Maybe, well, let me explain. Maybe it's not very... becoming of me on air to be, you know, here doing this show and to be such a hater of Taylor Swift, okay?
Yeah, right.
Maybe that's really bad for the show, you know?
Right.
So I've got, that's
especially
my question.
Especially after our boss came in and he said his wife is into it and his girls and that's all they're talking about and they're watching the clock count down. I know what you're saying because I was thinking the same thing.
Were you?
Because,
I
was doing some soul searching yesterday. And I was thinking about Taylor Swift, and I was like, maybe it's not great for the show that I'm such a hater and that BJ's a hater, and together we hate on Taylor Swift.
Exactly. Maybe it's really bad for the show because we play a lot of her music.
Yeah.
A lot of people listen to our show, love her. They love her.
Yeah.
So maybe instead of expressing that, well, that we just kind of lay back a little bit and just enjoy the ride.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's so hard to do.
It really is.
It's so hard to fake it, man. Now, do I look, and Jamie and I both, do we look bad not liking Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Do we?
I reflected.
But
and
I'd like Tech Stato to tell
I thought,
me.
Yes.
Or you don't expect us to like her. You know, maybe that's the angle,
I think
too.
We have
maybe
to like her.
We have to?
Yeah, I think we suck it up and we're like, oh my God, I love her.
All right, so if Tech Stato, if you could speak to us.
Yeah.
Right, Jamie and I, are we headed down the wrong path here? Because the hoopla with Taylor is only going to get worse. You know, because we've had a little bit of a lull. And now football season with the Chiefs, her new album, this podcast today. Maybe we should just
back off.
Maybe we're wrong.
Maybe we're wrong. And I did, what did we do? Some soul searching? Is that what we said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And I thought too, I was like, okay, two of us can't go after her.
No.
Right?
It doesn't seem fair.
No, it doesn't. So And I know Carson has love for her, but
yeah,
you know, everybody's like, yeah, but it's Carson. He's like that guy.
Yeah, he's. Yeah. It's assumed
gotta
when you
respect it.
When you love gotta The Bachelor and The Golden Bachelor, yeah, it's just assumed you love Taylor.
Right, right. It's in his wheelhouse.
Meghan Markle, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. We have to make a decision on that because we're going to only hear more.
It's been a lot. I mean, like I said, NBC Nightly News covered it,
and that was only the announce of the album.
Exactly.
Wait till it actually comes out, and then the tour happens, and all that.
God.
We got another year and a half.
What'd you say?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I didn't say anything. I was just listening to Carson. I didn't say anything.
You can't say the H word. That's too far.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll dial it back.
You can say like it annoys you or something, but the H word seems strong.
Pain in the ass? Can you say that?
I don't know. I don't
her,
know.
She's a
I don't
pain
know.
In the...
Yeah. Let's see here.
What are people saying?
Well, they agree with you.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? You hate her too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did not expect this.
Me either.
I expected blowback, but I'm being honest.
Well, I think we can't say hate, though.
Okay. We'll just say despise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we say despise?
Well, I don't despise. Well, she's pasty.
I got a better
okay,
word.
All right, all right.
Fatiguing.
There oh, it good is. One. There it that is. Is good.
I find Taylor fatiguing.
I like yeah. it. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm, yeah. mm-hmm.
All right.
That's
there
a
we
good
go.
One.
There we go.
All right. I'm done. There you go. Tablo trash. Ta-da!
All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We have, what do we have? Oh, we have a big bag drop coming up on Friday. We're going to be in Arvada.
Right.
So stick around for that. Plus, the Powerball big drawing tonight. We'll tell you how much later on. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. We are live, and the podcast later on today. Going to be hot today. 94 for a high. Fire danger extremely high. Way up there. So be careful, whatever you do, okay? No fires, no fires. Tote bag drop, we'll do another one on Friday. This time, Arvada. I think Spadilla and I have gotten the location already chosen.
Did you say on the group text, like, this is going to be explosive and crazy. And I was just like, I'm not even comment.
I was talking about the ratings.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how we did good in the ratings
we
yesterday.
We did great. We're number really? One. You can't do better.
Yeah. My point was, yeah, that's good. But wait till the tote bag boom kicks in for the ratings.
The tote bag effect.
I'm like, we're already number one, BJ. If you think this tote bag is going to take us over the top to,
untouchable. By the way, we were talking about Taylor Swift. We're talking about, you know, her boyfriend, Travis. He did that GQ photo session.
Can I just say, listen, if you're that hairy, you need to get waxed. You really do. That is that. Oh, my God. Because I think Travis Kelce is a good-looking guy, but when he took his shirt off, I was like, no!
I am surprised that Taylor didn't, like, say something.
Yeah, like, wax that. It's an easy fix.
She might have said something.
And
we just don't know.
He can get lasered, too. Yeah. If you get lasered, it's permanently gone.
He's hairy.
Oh,
no
my
doubt about
God.
It. He did this GQ shoot, and it's really goofy. When you look, I mean, it's really goofy poses.
It took 12 hours, and they did in the Everglades.
And he's soft in the belly.
Yeah. He is softer than I thought, too.
I thought he would have, like, you know, a 12-pack, six, even a pack at all.
He's got a dad body.
Yeah, he's got, and it's kind of coming over his pants. Yeah.
So the guy that runs Barstool Sports released a statement yesterday, that Dave Portney guy.
Yeah.
He says that Travis Kelce for the NFL season is cooked. Done. He will be horrible. You wait and see.
Because he hasn't been practiced? Because he's soft in the belly?
No. Well, that could be part of it after seeing those pictures. But he says you can tell he's not focused. That all these things going on with her and with the podcast, it's like when you play in the NFL, you have to be in peak performance. You mentally, physically, you've got to be ready to go because it is such a tough league to be in. And he just doesn't see Travis getting back there.
Well, Travis Kelce actually admits that the last two NFL seasons, I'm reading this if you can't tell. Travis Kelce admits the last two NFL seasons haven't been up to his usual standards. He said he's been busy exploring acting, hosting gigs, including an Amazon game show and Netflix movie, which pulled some focus away from football. He missed his 1,000-yard mark last season for the first time since 2016, But he said this year he's going to go get him.
I hope he sucks.
What?
I'm a Bronco fan.
Yeah, I know.
Screw the Chiefs. Yeah. You know, I hope he's terrible.
So he does acknowledge that that is in fact true, but this year he's going to go get him. But I don't know, looking at his body on that GQ, and remember, they Photoshop, okay?
Yeah.
So they took away a little bit of the softness.
Does he look in shape to you?
No.
No.
Not football shape.
Football. Uh-oh. Football begins in, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah, he's not
there. He does not look like he's ready for that. Now, that shoot could have been, you know, May, April, who knows?
But it does look like he eats dessert.
All right.
Taylor's baking. Yeah. He's baking up a storm.
I don't know if I can bring myself to read this, so I'm going to give it to Jamie.
You know what?
Oh, boy.
How to watch and hear the new podcast today with Taylor Swift. I just can't spit out these details, folks. I'm going to go home and feel bad about myself if I'm on the air giving out how to hear Taylor.
Do you have to pay for it?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, it's on YouTube.
There. Look, you notice how I printed that out. What happened? Did I spit on it?
Yes. Here, you do it.
Oh, man, that's a huge spot.
Hold on. Let me take that part.
Oh, God, it's got drool on it. Yeah.
It's like a splash pad at Waterworld.
That's much better. There we go. Okay, I took that part off.
Okay, all right. Let's hear.
How to watch, how to listen.
Let's see. Your podcast will premiere at 7 p.m. Eastern. It will be available to stream in full on YouTube. Fans who would prefer to listen to the show instead can do it via most podcast streamable platforms. What are platforms? Apple Podcasts, you know, all the stuff. Yeah, it's fine. Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be on YouTube.
Yeah.
5 o'clock today. The numbers are going to be off the chart.
Oh, they're going to be outrageous.
YouTube's going to crash.
Yeah.
It will.
There's
it will.
No way
it
it's
will
not
crash.
Crash.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what time are you going to watch it? Carson.
I'll be right there at 4:59 with my popcorn.
I say tomorrow morning we do a Carson feature on the podcast.
Oh, that's great. A recap.
Taylor moment here. Okay. Because Jamie and I won't see it. No. We'll just see clips in our feed.
Right.
I'm assuming you're not going to see it. Are you setting an alarm clock or anything?
No.
I'm busy. I got frog at tutoring today, so I can't see it. I got a great excuse.
Yeah.
Spadil, are you going to be there for it?
I set a reminder to watch it so that I could get the audio for it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't want to, but I kind of have to. So, yeah.
Somebody said, hey, Jamie, some women really love hairy chests. That hairy, though, it's not just his chest. You have to understand. It goes down all the way, like all over his belly, around his back.
You can braid it.
You can.
Yeah, I mean, it's that much.
I get a little bit of a hairy chest. I like that. That's fine. But this goes all the way down to, like, to the region.
Is mine sufficient?
I don't want to. Don't do that.
Let me show you. Tell me if this is the right.
Yeah, you're sufficient. It's great.
Just if it's the right amount.
It's great.
Here,
it's
look.
It's
let
lovely.
Me show.
It's lovely.
BJ and Jamie. I
swear. Man.
What?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to teach.
What are you doing? Are you on like a feed of Mutual of Omaha or something?
Listen,
Outdoor Life? What the heck are you doing over there? You've reeled off two different things to me this morning off air that I'm sitting here going, what the heck is she reading?
Because I thought they were just fascinating. Like you might want to know. It's not hard, it's not bad to learn.
Oh, let me ask the audience. Have you ever wondered how the orcas kill a blue whale? Because a blue whale is so big. Have you ever seen?
Let me see.
Actually, that's fascinating.
It is fascinating. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, my
God. I will vouch for that.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Anyway, so here's how they do it.
You have him and him agreeing with you. Shouldn't that tell you something?
You didn't know, and what's his name? He was just pretending to know. Anyway, listen, this is what they do.
No, I'm saying you talking about it is cool. I don't know anything about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought he said it is cool how they kill him. Didn't he?
I thought he did.
Okay.
No big deal.
All right, so the orcas, you guys, and they even practice this. This is what's crazy.
Right.
They practice out in the wild. They practice first. So they practice this this thing, and then they see the blue whale, and then they go and they do it. And so what they do is they all come up, like 4 or 5 of them, and they get in this little pod, and they get on top of him. They lunge on top of him, and they drown him in his blowhole.
Oh,
they put it underwater. Isn't that crazy?
You know what that would be like? That would be like me going paddleboarding with Powerball Pete and holding his hand in the water.
Yeah. Or you sitting on top of me. It'd be like you sitting on top of me.
Yeah, on top of Jamie, pushing her blowhole down.
Because that's what they do. They make his blowhole, the blue whale's blowhole, go under the water until bloop, 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 and he drowns, and then they can eat him. That's insane.
And then she comes back
that's
with
insane.
A...
That's insane. I'm sorry. That is cool.
It is crazy. All right,
what? And they practice.
Then she comes back with a second fascinating animal story.
Did you know 1,000 ants can take on a black widow?
I did not know that.
If the whole troop comes in, they start climbing on him, and then they eat him alive.
That's crazy. It takes that many.
I know.
Oh, shut up, Fidel.
That one I'm not that impressed by.
Just shut up. Don't even.
What?
Well, yeah, they can carry a watermelon. I've seen in the cartoon.
I'm sorry. I just thought you'd be fascinated with some of these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, no? All right, fine.
No, Fidel's blown away.
Well, I'm just imagining it fighting them off, and I don't know, it's like a war, you know?
You know what's happening to me today? I'm having a real hard time like catching my breath, and I can't decide if it's if I'm like getting bronchitis or if my jeans are too tight. But one or another, I don't know. I'm like having a really hard time getting oxygen today.
Well, maybe we'll figure this out by 10 o'clock. And if we get the answer, we'll do breaking news.
Well, I guess if I unbutton my pants, we'll know.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I want to play you some sad audio.
Oh,
okay.
No. Okay,
sad all folks. Right. All right. There's a young man. He's 20 years old, and he left Austria. Is it Austria?
Australia.
To come to the U.S. He was playing, soccer over there. No, rugby over
My
there.
God.
He's a kicker.
Okay.
He went to the University of Nebraska to play football. This is going to be his first season. He just arrived last week on campus, and yesterday the University of Nebraska Cornhuskers, they held their press conference for the upcoming season.
Okay.
Kid gets up on the podium and loses it because he misses home so bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, poor feller.
Do you have the audio?
Oh, bless his heart.
Do you have the audio?
I do. Wait till you hear it. Okay. Shmadel, you've heard it.
Oh, it's sad.
It's sad. Really sad. He misses home. He misses mom.
Everybody. So what's it like being first time you're away from them?
Yeah, that part's hard. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, I love them a lot. I've got two little brothers and a mom and dad, and I... Yeah, that's the tough part about being here. I love them a lot, and I miss them. But it's, they know this is what's best for me, and it's good. I can still talk to them plenty over the phone, and they're coming here to see the first few games, so I'm looking forward to that.
Poor little guy.
Oh, my God, that breaks my heart. Why doesn't somebody in Nebraska, say, hey, they can move here for this season?
No. And put them up?
Yeah.
I got a feeling that after that press conference was over, that the head coach went and got him and pulled him to the side.
What?
Said, Bob, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't get up there and cry like that.
Yes, you
can. We're the Nebraska Cornhuskers. This is football. This is gridiron. You cannot get up there and just shed tears left and right because you miss your mommy.
He's all the way across the world.
Doesn't matter, Jamie.
I mean, they can't just go drive
up.
And see him.
Buckle up for the ride, baby.
Yeah.
God, this
is
fun. He misses his parents, but he's in Nebraska of all places.
Yeah, there's nothing to do there. They have a Dairy Queen. That's it.
You guys would be terrible head coaches.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
there's literally nothing to do in Nebraska. Seriously.
He's not crying because he's got nothing to do.
Well, I mean, if he was busier, then he wouldn't be missing
his
parents.
Football is busy.
Whatever. He's a kicker.
He just kicks, yeah.
Yeah, he's a kicker. He doesn't have to learn plays.
He's the kicker.
Yeah, he just has to kick. There's no plays involved.
The guy just broke down,
man.
Oh,
I feel bad for him.
He's 10,000 miles from home. Yeah. And he broke down. I wonder if somebody will step in and fly his family here.
Well, he said they're already coming in for the first few games is what he said. But I'm thinking a Nebraska farmer that's got loads of money in a farmhouse, and goes... You know, they can just come and live here and work on the farm a little bit. You know, that's what I'm thinking. Poor thing.
All right, Tabloid Trash is coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So these orcas, they all get together and then they drown the blue whale.
Unbelievable.
Sink his blowhole. It's insane.
Who would have thought?
Right? Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, that was sad. That kid. I was thinking about him as I was walking from Australia
really?
To move to America. Yeah, things are different here. They are.
All right.
It's a whole different country.
I'm sorry. I'm okay. So tough on the kids. Oh, so
gosh. So sad. All right. Here's the thing. Taylor Swift. I don't know if you've heard. She has a new album out. TS12. Let's go. Woo.
What's it called again?
It's called...
something of a dancing girl or something.
Yeah, something about...
The life of a showgirl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at these two.
That was a trick question. fell right for it.
Yeah, they did, both of you right? Did. Yeah, so Life of a Showgirl. I did think that Travis Kelce said one kind of a little bit cocky thing, just a little bit. They were asking him in the GQ article about their... his love for Taylor Swift and their love for each other. He said, listen to this. This is what he said. I don't know why I thought that was a little cocky. He said this, not her. Having a partner who understands the pressures of fame, you know, we both sell out stadiums. And it's deepened our connection.
No, you both don't.
Exactly.
No, the Kansas City Chiefs do, but not you, Travis. If you were out there by yourself, nobody would show up.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
He put himself in that same, like, yes, he's like that he's, big a megastar.
Yep.
I feel like those two just, like,
They're egomaniacs? Yeah. Maybe.
And them together, they just like kind of pump each other's tires up.
You know what I think? Honestly, they're like, we're a powerhouse.
Yeah, like we are the modern day Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah, like we're the it couple right now.
America's couple.
Yeah. Travis is going, you know, get on board. Get on. Taylor, we're the it couple. America's sweethearts.
Yep.
Really?
We're royalty. That's what Travis is telling Taylor. Taylor's like, oh my God, what? Yeah, he's telling her that. He's feeding her that. He's like, we're the royalty of the United States now.
Without a doubt, that's what they think.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, for him to say that.
Are they?
Kinda.
Okay. Yeah.
Look how many people are talking about.
I just thought that was the obvious question right now. Are they?
Yeah,
maybe.
And now he's on the cover of GQ, and he did a photo shoot, and his... All right, I'm allowed to say it, okay? Because people go after women all the time. His belly's yucky. It's yucky. It's like he's that guy that can't get the 12-pack or the 6-pack or any kind of pack. And it's all like, it's smushy. And it's smushy and squishy.
He doesn't look like an NFL player.
Yeah.
No,
I'll just say that. I don't think he looks horrible, but he doesn't look like he's
conditioned.
His
arms look great. His arms look good. They look solid. Yeah. But his stomach is really, like, I just put my face in there and not breathe. Like, it's just smushy and gushy and hairy as hell. But, you know, and then some pictures he looks really hot, in my opinion. This is GQ's. Shoot, and then some, it's like, you look dumb. He's like wearing a big hat and he has a big bag.
Have you guys put those pictures up yet?
No.
You should put them up.
Okay. Yeah, so people
put them up so people right can up. See what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a gigantic, all right, so he's in a swamp.
Yeah.
Let me just tell
you. The swamp one is kind of weird to me.
He's in a swamp. I know it's fashion, but he's in a swamp with waders on, like fly fishing waders on. He has a gigantic hat that looks like a lion on top of his head, and he has a purse that looks like a suitcase.
Yeah.
That's leather. I don't know. See how weird that would be if you had to see it.
What's in the suitcase?
You're right. Yeah. So anyway.
What is in the suitcase now that I think about it?
I have no
You're
idea.
In the middle of a swamp. Yes. What the hell could be in that suitcase?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that lunch?
Yeah, he brought his lunch.
Is that his lunch box?
It's lunch for the Gators.
And I don't get the construction vest. The road vest? Is that what that is? It looks like a road construction vest.
You know what it is?
He needs one of those signs that say stop on one side and slow on the other. Yeah.
I got it up. If you want to go look at it.
Yeah, you got to go look at him.
He's going for the village people, all of them. He's just being the cop. I don't know. Yeah, so just look at it and see what you think.
I don't think it looks that bad. It's just that when they do these photo shoots, they just put you in a weird environment.
On purpose,
and I don't understand it.
Yeah. Somebody said his balls are in that suitcase and Taylor carries them. That's kind of funny.
Well, that's not nice.
No, it's not very nice.
Not very nice at all.
Yeah.
we'll just stop right there. This is not very nice. No.
His stomach is just—it's
only 7:30.
His stomach is bothering me, AJ, real bad.
Right.
It's really bad. His stomach reminds me of your stomach.
It does.
When you accidentally take off your top layer and you grab this bottom layer.
That's why I'm saying that he doesn't look that bad to me. Kind of reminds me of home.
Oh my God! It reminds me of home. Is
yeah, standing in the bathroom.
Oh my God. Kelly Clarkson bombshell. This is crazy. We talked about it earlier. Kelly Clarkson's late ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, had a loving partner at the time of his death. And guess who it was? It was her ex-assistant, her former personal assistant.
I'm dying to know if she knew.
I know.
Because, man, you're talking about a punch in the gut at the funeral.
Right?
Yeah. Whoa.
Brittany Marie Jones and him, yeah, that guy, they were quietly building a new life with her in Montana, and nobody knew. I mean, Kelly probably did.
Because
you drop off your kids with them. You're like, hey, aren't you my personal assistant?
Yeah.
You bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry,
she looks
kids.
Pretty good, too.
Yeah, she's
pretty attractive.
She is cute. Anyway. Cute. Yeah. So that's a big the big scandal. Let's see here. There's just so much, Taylor. I'm just so excited. What if they are getting married and that Easter egg on the shelf just told us that they're totally getting married? What was the Easter egg about?
It was about that paradise, that wedding venue in Mexico.
Casa Wabi?
Yeah, right? Casa Wabi. Yeah. So there's a book, you guys, in the background of the podcast, and it says Casa Wabi, and that's a super secret place that celebrities get married.
I had no idea.
Do you think they're already married, or do you think that they're trying to allude that that's where they're going to get married?
I don't know.
Yeah, because they did that whole photo shoot, too, where they were, like, hiding her hand and stuff, so everyone thinks that she was hiding in, a ring.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. I think they're engaged. I don't think they're married.
Jeepers creepers. Can I go home? Can I just take the day off?
I'm just saying. There's
until
just...
this podcast is over tonight. Can I just go home?
It's gonna... Wait until tomorrow,
I
dude.
Just want to.
Yeah, true story.
The headlines are going to be
oh, my God. It's going to be crazy.
Going to have 50 different pieces of audio.
Actually, that's the only thing that anyone's going to be talking about is that podcast.
Now, do we think that she's going to purposely put Easter eggs, the word you hate?
I hate that term.
I know you do. In the podcast, they're going to have certain things planned. Like
1,000%.
Certain lines that they...
I'm assuming... isn't it already recorded?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's already in the can, right?
Right, but did they plan on her saying, like, oh, Casa Wabi, what?
She's got a Casa Wabi sweatshirt or something, like she's been there.
Yeah, something
a
like
beach
that.
Bag.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll see tomorrow. But yeah, if you're already sick of it right now, BJ, you just wait till tomorrow because it's going to, first of all, here's what the headline's going to be. YouTube crashes.
100%.
Yeah, so that's going to be the first thing.
Just expect it. Like, you're not going to be able to watch it on YouTube for an hour.
Yeah, it's going to crash. They're going to be like, oh my God, biggest downloads ever, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
YouTube might be the only platform that can handle it, actually.
Yeah, they are the largest streaming in the
huge.
World. Yeah.
So they might be able to handle it, but you're going to have millions upon millions. It's today at 5? Right.
5 our time. Time.
What
our
is
time,
that?
5 o'clock. Well, I couldn't remember what time it was.
Bless your heart.
5, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Did you know that bless your heart used to be a term of endearment and now it's a slam?
I don't like that either. I don't like that it's changed. Who changes things like that?
I've only ever known it as a slam. It's supposed to be like a subtle, like,
no,
you know,
it's not.
Yeah.
That's not what it was. That's not what the way it was meant at all when I was growing up.
Back,
no.
Back at Little House on the Prairie days.
Yeah, my days. Middle Tennessee, man.
Yeah, like if somebody went to the hospital or wherever, they'd be like, bless her heart.
Yeah,
you know,
I hope
like,
she gets to feeling better. Bless her heart.
No, nowadays, if it's someone's annoying you or they're just like angry about nothing, you're just like, bless your heart.
Well, it's kind of sarcasm, too. Like, I've said it to you guys when you annoy me.
And it's kind of like when you say, you know, I'll pray for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always thought you meant it. I didn't realize I was annoying you.
All right,
wait
there you
a
go.
Minute.
Double trash.
I'll pray for you as a slam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, son of a God. How many times have I been told that? Oh, jeez.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, well. I already wrapped it up.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, let me start a little tune here for us then, okay?
How about this one? Little Sabrina Carpenter. BJ Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Beware, the kiddos are out this morning because a lot of schools are starting today and will continue to start over the next several days and weeks. So just watch out. The kiddos are walking.
And good news on next doors, everybody's already bitching about school. So that's
what do you
cool.
mean?
Teachers, the county, the districts, all that. So it's already starting.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen it. Long.
Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah. They're all upset. It's only been one day.
I know.
How could they do that much wrong in one day? That much damage?
I don't know. I guess somebody was asked to sign a thing that said the school isn't liable for anything or something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Can I ask you a question as a dad?
I'm the dad.
Okay, you're the mom. Okay. Yeah. But I'm having this conversation with my wife, and maybe Texnado can help me too. First day of school.
Yep.
Last year, he was going into the first grade. Big deal. Okay.
Right.
I took the day off, if you remember. I took the morning off. I think I came in after that. I don't remember. They want me to take the day off this year going into the second grade.
I think you should.
I don't think it's a big deal.
I mean,
I think first grade is, you know, we went there, we met the mascot.
I did it because I didn't want the nanny to be the one taking him for the first day of school. So that's why I always took the day off. If you remember, I did for a while because it just didn't feel right that a nanny, you know, because he didn't have his dad. So it didn't feel right that a nanny did it.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Does it make a difference that she's taking the day off? She's going to be there. There's no need for me to be there. It's the way I kind of see
that's it. That's how my son's dad thought it.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. I mean, it's the second grade. First grade's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's your first grade, first day. I get it. Graduations, all that stuff, I get it. But I don't know, the second grade, is it really that big a deal?
I would think if you had a nanny, it would be. And you,
that would be different if no parent was there at all.
Right.
But with her going, I'm thinking, you know, come to work.
I don't think the kid thinks about it as much as we do. You know what I mean? Like
I think parents obsess over it way more than the kids.
Yeah, because the kid just basically, I remember like, I think it was third grade. He literally didn't even care. He's like, you didn't have to. He said this to me. Michelle could have just taken me, Mom. That's his nanny.
Yeah.
He's like, she could have. Why'd you come home? And didn't even have to.
Why'd you take the day off?
You know, and Frog has never asked at all.
Right.
He hasn't asked me over the past several days. Say, Dad, are you going to come?
Yeah.
It's all Mom.
I think it's our ceremony more than it is theirs, to be honest with you.
Oh, man. Texnado, if you've got the answer there, there is no right answer, I guess, but if you do have a suggestion. But, yeah, I'm kind of being... You know, called for it.
Yeah.
You know, she's kind of like, hey, you know, this is a big deal. You need to take the day off. And I'm like, I don't know if it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think, again, it's just for us. The kid literally, I mean, he literally just took his sandwich and left.
Yeah.
You know, he took his.
Like you said, if one of the parents is there, I feel like that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as one of them's
Look,
there.
Look, if his first day were tomorrow. Knowing that we would come in here and talk all Taylor Swift, I'd take that day off.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live on the Odyssey app and the podcast there, too. The fire danger continues to roll today. It's going to be 95 degrees. It's going to be dry. The Meeker fire, they can't get that thing under control.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's called the Lee fire, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You were telling me earlier this morning that they had to move prisoners.
They did.
From a prison up there.
Yeah.
Where do you put those guys?
Oh, well, Walmart. I don't know.
Okay, you didn't have to answer. I just a question thrown out there with really no answer needed.
All right,
but.
Sorry.
It says that they went to Buena Vista prison.
Or prison.
Prison. Yeah,
they went prison. To Buena
Sylvester the cat?
It's hard to say. Buena Vista prison.
Buena Vista prison. It actually is.
Yeah.
Buena Vista prison.
Well, that would suck.
Yeah.
Because you're in prison, and you would think if they're going to evacuate you, you'd get a nice place. You wouldn't have to go to another prison.
Really? That's what you'd think?
Yeah. A hotel somewhere, something, you know?
Anyway.
All right, anyway, dry today. Powerball tonight. $526 million.
Nice.
Get your tickets. Get your tickets. Who knows? Could be somebody in Colorado. You don't know.
I'm going to call a three.
Huh?
There's going to be a three.
You're feeling a three?
I'm feeling a three.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a good idea. Three.
I'm feeling a three.
Okay.
I'm really feeling a three. Yeah. You guys
feeling? I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
I think there will be a sequence. Can I do it that way? I think there will be a sequence. You don't have to drop your stuff in disgust just because I say something. If you could have your rules, I could have my rules. You know, it's like you were going to leave the room.
Well, no, it's just I picked one number, but you want to be ball hog and go, I'll have 4, 5, and 6.
I was going to do 27 and 28.
Okay, fine.
Not 4, 5, and 6. All right.
27 and 28?
I think 27, 28. 20, okay. They always have a sequence in there, if you notice.
I don't. You've
never noticed?
Yeah, no. All right, your number?
I'm going to go 19.
19, okay. And Schmidel, I'm writing these down.
My lucky number is 18, so I'm going to go with that one.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Oh, 18, 19. Sequence again.
Sequence. Well,
what the hell?
I didn't do that on purpose.
Yeah,
but
I was going to say, we can't have two sequences.
Oh, great. Now this is never going to work.
Get your Powerball tickets.
Oh, my God.
$526, half a billion dollars.
Hey, Schmidel, put those up there, and then let's see how we do tomorrow.
All right.
3, okay. 18, 19. 27, 28.
The stupidest numbers.
I don't think that's enough numbers.
Well, don't we have to have a
Powerball? Do we have to have a Powerball or something?
Yeah,
we don't even know how to play. We're telling you to go get your tickets. We don't even know how to do this, right?
Oh, no. Right,
good luck. It's a lot of money. Up for grabs. Get your tickets tonight.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know sometimes how we walk in here and we see something on TV with one of the news channels and we think, man, it must be a slow news day.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be covering like a plant growing out in Arvada or something. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I do know. I do know what you're talking about.
So this morning I come in and I recorded it.
Oh, no.
The story was, and look, I'm not picking because, you know, we do that too. We have goofy days that we just don't have a lot.
Right.
So we just make up crap as we go. This morning, the subject was, how do you check out of a hotel?
Oh,
do you just walk? Do you leave the card in the room?
Yep.
The key card? Do you put it on the counter on your way out? Do you say something to somebody? Do you officially check? How do you check? What is the right way to check out of a hotel room?
Really? That's what they did?
That was the debate.
I've got the audio.
It was a debate?
It was
the
audio.
Okay,
online.
I want to hear this.
And this is, now, according to this report, this is the way you should do it.
Okay.
This is where we've come to, that all those other things I named, not necessary, okay? This is it.
So one TikTok traveler says the fastest way to check out is to not check out at all. Just leave.
How do they know you're gone?
Well, you're supposed to be gone by a certain time. That's how they know if you're not.
There you go. And I'm sitting here watching it going, what the heck are they talking about?
Wow. Yeah, I guess, you know, if it's on TikTok, then it's relevant.
The things that go viral.
Right.
Don't make any sense.
My only advice would be two things. First of all, well, three.
Yeah.
First of all, don't ask for a late checkout. Tell them you need one.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot harder for someone to say, you know, if you tell them, I need a late checkout, it's harder for them to say, no, you can't have one. Than if you go, can I have a late checkout? They'll be like, sorry, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
So always tell them you need a late checkout.
Yeah. I'm not going to be out of here. Sorry. It's got to be later.
Yeah. And if you have the American Express Platinum, you get a 4 p.m. checkout, which is fantastic.
I will tell you, the times they put on there for the hotels is a crock.
It is a crock.
And my son just came into town, and they had an Airbnb up in Granby. And they could check in. They couldn't check in until 5 p.m.
Yep. That's insane.
Now, think about that for a minute. 5 p.m.? Okay, I get it if it's 2 in the afternoon, but usually with an Airbnb, it's been empty and clean for days,
yep,
maybe weeks.
And then and then 10 p.m. or 10 a.m. Yeah, check out, or 11 a.m.?
You should be able to get in there by noon, shouldn't you?
I know.
But they couldn't check in until 5 p.m. and literally had to be out of there at 10 a.m. the next morning.
That's why if you get the American Express Platinum card and you book with the Luxury Collection, you get the earliest check-in and 4 p.m. checkout. Ta-da!
I've tried.
Oh, that's right. You were denied.
Yeah, you got declined.
You got declined.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
I forgot you did.
It was a depressing moment. I thought for sure I was in on that one.
Yeah, right?
I thought, oh, man, this is going to be so cool. And then they said, nope, not today.
You need to get a few more credit cards, maybe. Maybe get like the Southwest one, a few more, and build up your credit. And then
yeah, I got to go a different route. I got to try to sneak in the back door with American Express.
Right.
They want you to pay like everything you do for the month. They want you to pay it, and I guess I don't have a history of that.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess. Whatever.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not funny. No. I'll bet you, you can't get one either.
An American Express? I've never tried to get that
I
one.
I bet he could, actually.
Yeah.
You think he could?
Yeah, because he's up on his Southwest credit card, right?
Yeah. I have a Southwest and a Capital One.
And the thing is, he keeps so much credit going. Like, he has such big debt, and he pays it off.
Yeah, minimum monthly every time.
He's a good client, because then they make money off of
it. Yeah.
28% interest? Going,
yeah.
You know how depressing that would be.
If he tried for American Express Platinum.
I should apply just to see it.
I
feel so bad about myself. I would. Don't even try, Shmuel. I don't want to have that.
Oh my God.
Hovering over me. Yeah, they turned me down. They wrote me a letter. Big, long letter, too.
Oh, you can't go to the Centrum Club or anything at the DIA.
No, you can't do any of that. No. My wife has one. She flashes it all the time.
She leaves you outside the club.
Well, she can add you. She can add you. My son's added to me.
She's not going to add me. She knows me. She lives with me.
I'm just saying she can add you you get all the perks.
If she put me on her card, she would think I'm sitting at home gambling, betting on horses using her card.
Just saying, it's an option.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, do you remember the diamond field in Arkansas?
I do. Did you see that lady just got one?
Yep.
She tried forever, too.
She wanted to get married.
Yep.
And so her boyfriend wouldn't buy a ring. So she said, I'll go find one for us. Man, is he being pressured or what? Right. I mean, think about that. If he's not giving her a ring, there's a reason. There's a reason she's not getting a diamond. But yet she takes it on herself to fly from New York.
I get my own diamond.
Out to Arkansas. She finds one, has it made into an engagement ring, and basically gives it to herself. And now he's on the hook to marry her.
She searched for 3 weeks. She was out there for 3 weeks searching.
Do not marry this woman.
And searching. And on the last day of her trip, she found a 2.3-carat white diamond.
This guy needs to run. He needs to get away from her. That, now, you're talking about pressure.
Well, yeah.
She's out. Jamie, she's searching for a diamond for an engagement ring, and she does it for 3 weeks?
3 weeks, and she found it.
And she does it because he's never given her one.
But guess what? I think it's Jesus. Jesus gave her a diamond on the last day. They're supposed to get married.
I don't know.
It's already a tough deal. I feel like he has no choice.
Exactly. Exactly. And she can prove it. It's like, look, it's the last day. I mean, we're supposed to get married.
You know, it's been a while since we've had a diamond find out there. So because they're in Arkansas, where that diamond, I guess it's a field out there.
It's called Crater of a Diamond State Park.
Yeah, you pay to go in, and whatever you find, you get to keep, right?
Right.
And we saw, back to back, people finding diamonds that were worth a lot of money. Wall-to-wall diamonds going on, right?
Uh-huh.
But we haven't heard one in a while, and then this one comes along.
So that's a pretty great story, though, don't you think?
No, I think it's horrible. I feel bad for this dude. This dude's under so much pressure.
Well, why is he with her? Why is he with her? He should just break up with her if he doesn't want to marry her.
He was playing her along, you know, man. It's part of the game.
I'm just saying, if you don't want to marry her, just break up with her. My God.
It looks pretty desperate, though, to be out there looking for 3 weeks to find a diamond that you can use for your own engagement ring.
I love it. I love that she did that.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's fun.
You think that's weird?
No, I think it's a fun story. She find her own diamond? Like, what are the chances of that?
Not many people can say that.
Exactly. I love it. And it's 2.3, so it's a pretty good-sized diamond.
Okay. Yeah. They say it's worth about $30,000.
So good for her, right?
All right, Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, now what?
Well, he had a pretty good week, remember? Week one, preseason football, looking good, right? Well, yesterday, the depth chart came out again for the quarterbacks of the Cleveland Browns. Guess where he's at?
Where?
Number 4.
Again?
Why?
No way.
Coach said he wasn't all that impressed, I guess.
Really?
I feel like there's a conspiracy.
There is a conspiracy because he did really well.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, because he was named one of the best rookies for starting.
And I know it's preseason, right? They're playing against other but still.
Considering that number 2 and 3 are injured, he's still number 4.
See, something different's going on, don't you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know. It's just like, wow, this guy can't get a break.
Well, as long as you're going to do random stories, did you see that Kris Jenner has 6 toes?
No.
What?
I saw the picture.
I just want to throw it out there because I don't know where I'm going to fit it in, really. So I thought here might be a good place. Yeah. Yeah, there's a picture, and she has 5 toes on her right foot and 6 toes on her left foot.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
I saw the picture.
Yep, she does.
It could be. I don't know. I wouldn't think
even
that you would...
AI is unsure.
But I wouldn't think. Here's the thing, Jamie. If I had 6 toes, I wouldn't wear any shoes that reveal that.
Oh, I totally would.
And she, you would?
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, look at my 6 toes.
No, it looks kind of like a alien or something.
No, it's cool. It's like 6 toes. You would totally show them off.
Yeah, but somebody like her wouldn't. Because she's so, you know, well, about like, the Kardashian brand.
Maybe
everything.
She didn't mean to. Maybe she's like, oh, no, no. I wore my 6 toe shoes. I don't know. All right, well, she has 6 toes.
All right, well, look it up, folks. We'll put the picture up there for you.
I always think it's interesting when people have, like, 6 toes. This guy did. He had a 3rd nipple.
Yeah. That would be interesting.
Yeah, it's really weird. You're like, what do I do with that thing? Yeah. Weird. Yeah. You know? Just those weird, odd, like the add-ons.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's interesting?
Yeah. Well, I think the 6 toes I don't find so interesting. Now, if it were Caitlyn Jenner, she's got 3 boobs, then it would
be cool. Okay. That would be cool.
Then it makes sense to me.
Yeah, you're just like.
Right.
It's like playing a harmonica.
Oh, God. BJ, Jamie, bag drop. Bag drop. We're going to go to Arvada on Friday morning. Friday morning, the boys are going. Going to load up the van.
And
we're going to have
our last one. Yep.
We'll see how it goes.
This is our last one.
We'll see how it goes.
So you got to really get out there because it's our last one.
Tote bags are big, man. People are screaming, begging for
them. They are huge.
Huge.
Oh my
huge.
God.
A lot of people
huge.
Want them.
Big.
Why are you doing that?
If you saw the parking lots that we pulled into for these bags, dude, it was insane both times.
Did he get together with you guys and go, hey, go against Jamie when she was...
No, hold on. I was at the outlets of Castle Rock over the weekend doing a shoe drive, and people bought bags and bags of shoes to me just to get the tote bags. I kid you not.
Good job, Carson. Way to promote.
Did you pay
good
them
job.
Or something?
No, I didn't pay them. They just know a good thing when they see it. I mean, it's trending.
When we pulled into the last parking lot, there was literally already 50 cars waiting for us.
Oh. Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. Yeah. I thought you said 30 last week.
Huge.
That was the week before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I told you to say 75.
Sorry.
What the hell, dude? I just had that meeting with you. I said, you got to say 75.
Oh, my God.
And then you come on and say 50. Come on, man. Arvada, coming to see you. We'll be there on Friday morning, 7:40. We'll give you the location Friday, all right?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. All right, let's talk about this cruise, okay?
Not on.
All right, so you're watching...
I'm watching Where's Amy?
Where's Amy?
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm never taking a cruise in my life, ever.
I don't think I know anything about this story.
Holy hell. Well, I don't want to give it too much away because it's on Netflix or whatever.
All right, so she goes on a cruise and she's missing.
She's missing. And there's a lot of different thing. I'm not going to give it all away.
A lot of theories?
A lot of theories because there's a creepy guy next in the next room. And then there's a guitar player and that's creepy. But what I'm going to tell you is I didn't know this, but once you get in international waters, you're screwed. Like the FBI couldn't do anything, and then they had already cleaned the room, and they don't have any jurisdiction. Like the United States can't help you when you're out there.
I guess I never thought of that.
Yeah, and there's no police on these things. There's just security people, like with the pepper spray, and you're literally out there just to fight for yourself. In fact, this lady that she's in charge of, her daughter died on a cruise, and so now she started this big movement, right?
Yeah.
And she basically said...
How did her daughter die, though?
They didn't say. She just said, my daughter passed away on a cruise. That's all she said. But she said, if you want to make somebody disappear, take them on a cruise.
Whoa.
You know...
Whoa.
When you watch
whoa.
These things...
Whoa.
Jamie, when you watch these things...
She said that.
Look, I've been on probably... a dozen cruises.
Yeah.
I've never had a problem.
Well,
never
that's
had
just
a problem.
Good for you.
International waters.
Well, tell that
doesn't
to the
matter.
Lady who lost her daughter.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Tell that to Amy's family. Okay? Go ahead. Well, I've never had a problem. Sorry about Amy.
you buy in to all this danger.
No. It's a true story. It
lurks out there on a cruise ship, and it's not.
Well, look at the poop cruise. Could anybody help them? Nobody helped them either.
But these are isolated. There are cruises that leave every hour, every day, like airplanes.
Have you recently seen the new Carnival cruises where everybody's all wasted and getting crazy? That's scary.
I want to be a part of that.
By the way, my sister said they suck. She went on a Carnival cruise. They had to get up at 3 a.m. to save a chair by the pool.
You just don't like cruises.
No, I'm just saying that she had to get up at 3. That's a true story. She had to get up at 3 a.m. to save the family's, because
put the towels out. Yeah.
They're stacked along the pool. Like, there's nowhere to get a lounge chair.
I don't like the pools on the cruise ships. They're salt water.
Yeah.
They suck it all in there, and then they drain it back out.
Spadil,
I don't really care for it.
The clip where she said, if you want to lose somebody, if you want to, like, hide a body, go on a cruise.
I can look for it.
Okay, could you?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. I think that Jamie's maybe over,
I said that.
Dramatizing.
She said it. If you saw it, please call.
You don't hear of a lot of people go missing on cruise ships. Mm-hmm. You just don't hear of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you might have a story here and there, and I'm sure Amy is a sad story.
It is a very sad story. And so it's the lady who said, if you want to lose a body, go on a cruise. Her daughter died.
I get that. I get that. You do have accidents, but you have accidents on any kind of trip.
But think about it. You're out there in open water. We don't have any jurisdiction. The United States doesn't have any jurisdiction out there, and there's no security. That just sounds like that is asking for trouble, in my opinion.
But you don't have jurisdiction if you go to France.
No, but you have French police.
And you have
the embassy.
Yeah, but if you have a problem, have a real problem, I mean, it's still difficult.
I'm going to go to the U.S. embassy. That's what I'm going to do.
So you'd never go on a cruise ship?
No.
Nope. Really?
Never, ever, ever, never.
Carson?
I've been on a cruise.
I like the cruise ship.
You know what? If you want to lose a body, go on one.
Don't let her talk to you like that. You fight back.
I'm just saying.
I will say, there are a lot of videos out there, man, people getting really rowdy on these ships.
The Carnival cruise lines.
They get big fights.
Yeah, I know, right?
And they're fighting over, like, chairs at the pool. And they're fighting over, they get liquored up is what happened. They get out there, and they get on a boat, and they start serving you booze at, like, when the sun comes up. And by 12 noon, you're wasted.
I know.
You're fighting.
And I guess they're stopping those, like, drink all packages.
Yeah.
They said Carnival.
All-inclusive ones?
Yeah, the all-inclusive one. Carnival said it's gotten so out of control, I think they were, like, reevaluating it. Yeah.
Well, if you really think about it, an all-inclusive with all the booze you can drink on a boat in the middle of the ocean, probably not a good idea.
Exactly.
When you put all the factors together, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Spadil, did you find it yet?
It's Amy.
No.
Oh, it's called Amy. Well, he's not even looking.
I am. There's 3 50-minute episodes of this.
Well, you don't have to get angry.
Well, it's number one. It's the first episode. Yeah. It's the first episode.
You want to hide a body going on cruise?
By the way, Amy Bradley is missing. Yeah. It's Amy Bradley. Yeah, okay.
Spadil?
What? How fast do you think I can click through 50 minutes?
You're not even looking.
I am. It's just not on your screen. It's right here.
You're not even trying.
No, hang on a second. Man, he had such a good attitude 30 minutes ago.
I know.
What the hell happened? Did he get a phone call or something?
I'm not even trying.
Is something happening with him?
Not even trying.
I don't know. We'll just let it go.
Okay, fine.
Just take our word for it again.
Moment,
there's no audio.
Yeah, it was really
BJ
good.
And Jamie good, Morning Show.
Right
BJ and Jamie.
BJ Jamie Morning Show.
Did you hear that?
I didn't hear it. I had my headphones on.
My God.
But I'll take your word for it. Let's go to Spadil.
Right,
Spadil.
I got it.
Do you have a Spadil yet?
Exactly what is happening? Exactly what is happening?
Did you hear that part? All right, start all over.
All right,
so here's what she actually said. If you ever want to kill somebody, take them on a cruise. Okay?
That's a little traumatic.
If you ever wanted to kill somebody, just take them on a cruise.
See? I told you.
Just take them on a cruise.
Told you.
Doesn't mean it's real.
Thank you, Schmidel.
Yeah.
Thank you for your hard work on that. Oh, I'm so excited that because he thought it was crazy that they said that on the Netflix series. Where the heck is Amy Bradley?
There won't be any BJ and Jamie cruises coming up anytime soon.
I'm never going on one. Ever, never, ever, never. I just, no way. I mean, they scared the crap out of me. They literally told you, like, you're a sucker if you go on a cruise.
But why do you believe everything you see, though?
Because
that's what I don't understand.
Because the FBI lady even said it.
She did.
Yeah, well, she
the FBI
said,
lady.
She said our hands were tied. We couldn't do anything.
But they are everywhere. When you go on vacation, if you go to Aruba, for an example, look at the Natalie Holloway thing. I mean, when she went missing, it took forever to get anybody to react to that.
I'm just saying,
but
yeah,
that's
but you're
just
out
a vacation.
Open,
that's not even a cruise.
You're out in open water. Nobody can get to you. You're just floating there.
Shark bait.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Toss her over.
Remember, if you ever, what does it say? If you ever wanted to kill somebody.
Just take him on a cruise.
Probably not going to see that in a cruise commercial, are you?
Nope, don't think so.
We'll be right back.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Do you know what a textrovert is?
A what?
A textrovert.
Textrovert.
Yeah, textroverts.
No?
A textrovert is somebody that is expressive and very funny in text, but shy in person.
Really?
So they can't communicate in person.
Exactly, but they feel like they're very free, you know, because they're not nervous or whatever on text. Yeah, so they're like really funny and expressive on text. I bet like Madilla has a little bit of that.
That is definitely me.
Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah, I really shine like when I'm talking to people on an actual app or like texting with them. But then as soon as I get in person, I'm just like, I can't do it.
Because I do notice that when you're in the group, like you're funny.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
On the text.
Yeah, yeah.
I must not be in that group.
He sent Taylor Swift.
Just for you.
Remember?
Yeah.
He sent the Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's right. Yes. You sent me that little, what's it called, the GIF?
Well, yeah, because we were celebrating, but I thought it was funny to get the Taylor Swift meme. Yeah.
So we were celebrating being number one, right? Uh-huh. Okay, whatever. And then Schmidl kills it, knocks it out of the park with Taylor Swift being all happy. Yeah. And then
I guess you are funny.
Oh, my God.
I'll get to Taylor Swift in a minute, but I wanted to tell you guys something, and that is the lottery's up to $526 million.
Yeah.
And here's something weird that Powerball Pete just sent us. It's a Simpsons episode where the Simpsons win the lottery on this date. It's dated August 13th, 2025. The Simpsons win the lottery, and here are the numbers, okay?
Okay.
On this date, this is the what they win.
All right.
248. That's probably pretty easy to remember, right? 248, who do we appreciate? And then 11-17-23. So those are the numbers the Simpsons won on this date on August 13th, 2025.
Yeah, I'll do that again.
248. 11-17-23. Yep. So those are the numbers.
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird?
No, I wonder how many people are going to play that across the country.
I know.
You got to figure it's going to be hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, just for the heck
right?
of it.
And
right,
all
yeah.
those people have to split it. Everyone gets like $5.
I know. I know. Yeah, that would be bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The one time you finally win and everybody played the Simpsons numbers. Yeah, that would suck. Yeah, so anyway, just know that. Also, a fun fact, this doesn't really go here before I get to Taylor, but I just want to remind everybody that if you have expired plates and you're out of the grace period, do not go to DIA. Take an Uber.
Why?
7,000 citations for expired plates at DIA alone. 7,000.
They're making so much money.
I didn't realize they would nab you there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I figured that would be a good little hideout.
And it's not even the cops. It's actual DIA that writes the citation.
7,000 citations at DIA alone.
Since when?
I don't have that part.
Well, that makes a difference here. In the last 5 years?
I think it's been recent.
I don't have that part.
What'd you say? It's a legit question.
How about in a week?
In a week.
It's this year. 7,000
this year.
This
year alone.
This year.
January.
Yep. Yep.
Wow. That's a lot. So take an Uber if you have expired plates and you're out of the grace period because they are out to get you. Hey, have you guys heard about this? This is crazy.
What?
Taylor Swift announced her 12th album.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
I had no idea.
Yep, it's true. Her 12th album, The Life of a Showgirl. She released that she has a new album. She released that information yesterday. And it's the 12th anniversary of Lady Gaga's Applause. Fans noted that Applause played before Taylor's Eras Tour shows. And that she liked to post. And that all those dates are together, so we think that her and Gaga are going to do a collab.
No kidding. On this one, huh?
I said, I like saying collab because I sound cool. Yeah, they might do a collab. Isn't that crazy?
That would be huge.
I think it's a mistake on her part, though.
To do a collab?
Yeah, I do.
Boy, she's done collabs before.
Yeah, but she's dealing with somebody a lot more talented than she is.
Whoa!
Well, that's what you don't want to do if you're doing the collab thing. Whoa. You don't want to bring somebody in that blows you away.
Man,
you know what I mean?
That was mean and hurtful.
Just saying.
Especially on your own album.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You bring out some schlep, you know, that can't sing.
Yeah.
That way you show them up.
Anyway, so she's going to be on the podcast. I don't know if you've heard this. She's going to be on that New Heights podcast today. Did you hear that?
Oh, man, yeah. What time?
Yeah, it's with Jason Kelsey and Travis Kelsey.
I didn't even know they had a podcast.
And they do. Yeah,
get
it's
out
crazy.
Of here.
It's called New Heights, and it's going to be sometime today, like 5 or something.
What time 5 it? O'clock, our time.
Yeah. I have a hair in my mouth. Find it. Anyway, oh, no.
It went deeper?
Yeah, it went deep. Anyway, so she's going to be on the podcast of New Heights. And what if she sings or something?
She could.
She could sing.
A little teaser.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Now, here's a rumor, and I don't know if it's true or not, but allegedly, supposedly, Blake Lively. Blake Lively dissed her tracks. What?
Oh. She dissed her tracks?
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure I know what that means.
She doesn't like her songs. That's what they're saying.
She probably played it for Blake. And Blake was like, that's trash.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I thought they were saying that one of the tracks on the album is a diss toward Blake.
Maybe that's what it said.
It's a diss track, is what they said.
I thought it said Blake Lively dissed her tracks.
I don't think Blake has heard the tracks.
It's a song.
It's a song about Blake. Yeah. That disses Blake.
Well, I also heard she didn't like it.
Well, yeah, she wouldn't like it, but
see?
I think you
so
read
I'm
that
right,
wrong.
I'm right in both ways, right?
Yeah,
so there's a diss track, and she dissed that track. Ooh, I saved myself.
I guess she disses Blake Lively and Donald Trump both, right?
She does.
I mean, that would surprise me.
They said there's a Trump diss on there, too.
I don't know.
Anyway, somebody else. There was somebody else, too.
Kind of crazy, the whole thing. And so they're saying that she might take down YouTube today because of being on that podcast. I don't know if that's true.
It's going to crash.
It's going to be insane. And I know that Carson started his own countdown clock. So.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. I've already got it. I got reminders set.
Nice.
Snoozing on this one.
What a day.
So tomorrow he'll be doing a, kind of a synopsis of what he learned.
Recap.
Yep. And so, and then another thing is they think that they gave us an Easter egg, which BJ hates that word, about wasabi or something. I don't know. It's someplace that you go get married.
Yeah.
It's in Mexico, and it's a super secret place that celebrities go to get married.
Yeah.
And on the back shelf, there's a book that says wasabi.
Ah.
Isn't that crazy?
They got the pamphlet.
Yeah.
Put it on the back shelf to throw us a curveball, right?
So we're all like, oh, no, did they get married or are they?
So many questions.
I know.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to be answered today at 5. So you got questions.
I don't feel like you're into it.
No, I'm not.
Why not?
I'm not a big fan. There's nothing. There's nothing that I find very interesting about Taylor Swift.
You need to see it through a 16-year-old's eyes, a 16-year-old female's eyes.
Impossible. Impossible.
I'm just saying.
In fact, if I could see it through a 16-year-old female's eyes, I'd be very embarrassed with myself.
Yeah.
It is kind of like earth-shattering when you go, because I went to her Eras Tour or whatever here, and when she came on stage, she didn't even open her mouth yet. She came on stage, right, this big unveiling, and it was every 5 years old to all the way to 40 years old. I mean, these women were crying, bawling.
And you.
And me.
We had a 40-year-old man crying.
At Taylor Swift.
But it was something to see. It was a spectacle. She has those people just, I mean, the Swifties are dedicated.
I didn't know that you went to the Swiftie concert.
Yeah. Went to the store. Yeah. Wow. I was sitting right next to Lisa, a section away.
She's a woman.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, yeah, there's a reason she was there. She's a lady that likes a female artist, right, being Taylor Swift. Yeah. But you, I don't know, man. I feel like you might have stood out a little bit.
Maybe. There wasn't a lot of us, but there were some dudes there.
There were?
Yeah.
Did you buy a shirt?
Yeah.
I might have got some merch.
He's got the shirt to prove it.
Oh, yeah.
Nice job. Oh, yeah. Nice job.
Oh, yeah. I got like a flag, man.
A flag?
I got a flag you can hang up in the room. It's an album cover. Come on.
It's so sweet.
You only live once.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget another backdrop. It's a tote backdrop. We're going to Arvada. We're going to be there on Friday morning. We'll do it at 7:40 Friday morning. Give out the location 7 a.m. Friday morning. All the details are coming your way. Arvada, we're going to be in your hood very soon.
BJ and Jamie.
So wait a minute. Okay. So you're thinking that Taylor Swift...
I have my microphone on. What?
Taylor Swift has heard us this morning and did a promo for me.
Yeah, she did this. In case you haven't heard, she's going to be on the New at Heights podcast today at 5. And so they're already teasing it. She's having a blast with this. And they're already teasing it. And she talks about you.
You know, I haven't heard this yet. Uh-huh. But I've said from the very beginning, she's ruining the football season. She's ruining a football season because here she is. She's popping out this album right here before we kick off for the season, and it's taking all the publicity away.
You know what? That's a bad attitude because she's going to be on a podcast today, and she just dropped a new album, okay? My God.
Here's the audio of the promo.
As we all know, you know, you guys have a lot of male sports fans that listen to your podcast, I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
I hate you.
That was directed at you.
That's so BJ. Yep. You want to see more of her. She says, y'all know that, right? Yep, you do.
She's calling you out.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
You little witch.
You know what's funny? She's just mocking what you said. She's mocking you. I will say, I love that she like can be funny about
she's
it.
She's actually having fun.
Yeah,
with this
and
whole thing.
And she knows how annoying like that. People like BJ are at her. Like real sports fans are so annoyed with her. So at least she's making fun of it, right?
If there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
She's so wrong.
It's pretty funny, though.
I mean, especially after getting booed during the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Coming
so,
back
at least
with
she
that.
Can make fun of herself.
All right. She's on the podcast today.
Yep.
It's going to be on YouTube.
Okay, so let's take some bets.
Okay.
I say YouTube's going to crash.
I don't.
100%.
I don't think it'll crash.
No, it's not going to crash.
Okay, so
it's
2-2. All right, two and two. All right, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. YouTube is worldwide. It takes on billions and billions of videos.
It's going to crash.
And it's not going to crash over Taylor Swift.
It might. Taylor Smith?
Taylor Smith.
No, Taylor Smith is bigger than Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. She's so huge. I don't know if they've ever had this kind of, at one time, a surge like this.
YouTube?
At one time surge.
It's going to be crazy.
It's, it's not the people. It's the one time surge that they're not going to be able to handle. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I think YouTube can handle it. Although I think, what do you think the estimate will be as far as how many people you think will be watching/ listening to the podcast?
Oh, I don't know.
Great question.
That's the number that I'm, you know, looking.
I can't even put a number together.
I don't know
it's
either.
Worldwide.
I'm going to guess 60, 70 million.
I bet it breaks a record for like day one
for
listening.
Sure.
Yeah,
100%.
Well, that part, yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying. I'm guessing about six. I'm going to say 70 million people.
I'm going to say
we'll see it.
45
live.
I'm going to go 100 million.
Whoa,
100 million.
Yeah. 100 million.
That's Super Bowl number.
Yeah,
I don't think that's
Taylor Swift, dude.
Yeah,
and she is worldwide.
I'm going to go 50.
Yeah, right, so. I don't think it's going to hit Super Bowl numbers, but we could. We don't know. We have no idea. It's all a guess, right?
It's just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's tonight. It starts at 5 o'clock. It's going to be on YouTube.
How many hours left? Because, you know, we have a countdown clock.
What do we got? 7.5?
Yep.
7.5. Tick, 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 tick. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll wrap it up next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, let me stop that real quick here because I'm watching some of these reports here on this fire that's in Meeker. And that thing, man, they cannot get this thing under control.
Well, yesterday the winds picked up too.
Oh.
Look at downtown. I mean, I know that you guys can't see because you're driving, but it is just... I mean,
socked in, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, but smoke.
Smoke, yeah, bad.
Oh, they're reporting on it right now. Let me see if I can get some audio here.
We've got more details up on our website. Just click on a link to this story.
Son of a God.
Every time.
Right at the end of the story.
Every time.
This thing, I think right now it's at 125 acres or 125,000 acres. I mean, this thing is huge. Containment, they only have it at like 6%.
Yeah,
they've been fighting it for days.
Yeah,
but you're out there in the middle of nowhere, all this burning
and the canyons and all that picks up. Yeah,
and that's just one of how many fires in the state. I think there's like 14 going on.
Yeah,
right
there's
now.
A lot. Again, if you want to go, hold on, let me find it again. But I have this really cool app that you download. It's called Watch Duty. It's for free. Again, it's Watch Duty. It's totally for free. It has a big, you know, like a flame on it, and then that way you can see our state and how many fires are going on, and if any of them are close to you. So,
and keep in mind today. An extremely high fire danger day, they say, because it's going to be 95 degrees. It's dry out there. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it because it's going to be extremely, extremely dangerous for everybody.
I know, because people are freaking out right now on 285. There's a tractor trailer that's on fire. So everybody's like, oh no. Yeah, they just posted it, but it hasn't spread.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's just a big warning they're putting out today. And tomorrow's not going to be any better. Mm. Tomorrow's supposed to be near 100. I'm ready for this to go away.
What?
The heat.
Oh, the heat.
Yeah. I mean, football season's coming around. You've got, you know, school starting this week for a lot of people.
That's what you're going to be sick of tomorrow.
What?
My first day.
Your first day.
With the chalkboard, the little chalkboard. Jamie's first day at first grade.
Oh, you mean the posting?
Oh, my gosh. I love it, though. But everybody's already started.
That's all my feed right now.
Yeah, exactly. Mine, too. I love it, though. I do love seeing it.
It is cool.
It's so funny because I feel bad because I didn't do that with my kid. We don't have one picture of any of his first days.
Trust me, I'm going to be that parent.
I would have loved to, but I just, every time I was like, get in the car.
All right, a lot of kiddos back in school, so be aware of that too. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, here on a Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
All righty. We are done. We are done for a Wednesday.
You know what's a bummer?
What's that?
I thought today was Thursday.
You did? Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's a mood killer right there.
It really is. Yeah. Isn't it? This is, oh, man.
Nope. Wednesday. All day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, tomorrow will be Thursday, so we're all good there, okay?
It will?
Yeah. Now, you're going to come in thinking it's Friday, but.
Yeah, but fine. Oh, my God.
Don't forget the big recap tomorrow of this whole Taylor Swift thing that's
so
going to happen today.
5 o'clock today.
With the podcast she's on.
It's going to be what they call epic.
Epic?
Yeah.
Epic.
It is going to be epic.
I probably won't see it, so I'll wait for the update here on the show.
I can't believe it. I thought we could all Zoom, like be on a Zoom
call and watch it together. We could have a watch party.
I got a kid that's got to go to tutoring today.
Yeah, but he'll want to see it.
We're busy.
He'll want to see it.
Yeah. Girl.
It's Taylor,
so I should
man.
Keep him out of tutoring to see Taylor?
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is only going to happen live once.
Exactly. Mom would beat the crap out of me. She would. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Wednesday. Remember, it's going to be hot today, 95 for a high. Try to stay cool. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.